Sunday night, Shara Bitochon Perek Hamishi. We're going through the differences, so to speak, between a Boteach Bashem, the outward differences between a Boteach Bashem and a not Boteach Bashem. We'll start page Kuf Nun Ches, the last one, Vahashlishi, the last paragraph on Nun Ches, five lines from the bottom of the page. Vashlishi Shebotech al Hashem, Bavel Bishu Masasek Basibos, he's busy, let's say, working, he's doing Parnosa, Ein Asomech B'Lib Olein, he's not truly relying on that. Bein Makava Mehen To'eles V'lo Nezek B'Li Gezeres Hashem, he is very cognizant of the fact that they have no independent koach to give him Parnosa, or if he gets fired, they have no independent koach to make him lose Parnosa. Everything is Gezeres Hashem. These are only the channels through which Hashem's Gezeira is being channeled, and they have no inherent, just like nature has no inherent, it's not inherent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is empowering nature. All the laws and everything is constantly being empowered by Hashem. So here also, Hashem has a gzeira, how much money you're going to earn this year, and these are the channels through which it's mekuyam, and there's no inherent value. So if a person elamasasik ubohen bebechi rasa mishmas Hashem, he does them because that's the rotzon Hashem that we be masasik besibos, as we learned at length in the third and fourth parak. That's the rotzon Hashem that we go through these motions. And the Lovus explains why. This grada implies a reason which he did not say in the previous prokim. He talks about like tikkun olam here, which we don't like. I'm a Haredi guy. I don't like the words tikkun olam. It's like modern Orthodox talk. But that's what the Chavis Halvava says. Lebinyono ula shechlulo. You're supposed to be misasik and sibos because Hashem wants you to be a productive citizen of the world. That's grounded. It's a little strange. It's not what he said in the previous prokem. The previous prokem, he said, A, this is the battlefield of Bechira. So as you go through life doing things, you will be making choices. So that if you didn't have to do anything, so where would you be making your choices? You're sitting home and, you know, the money's coming down the chimney. So where are you making your choices? So he wants you to do things. That's number one. His second reason is that it keeps you busy, because a person that's not busy gets into trouble. So it keeps you out of trouble. Here he seems to say like a third thing. The Torah wants you to be productive. Hashem wants you to be a productive person. You sit home a whole day and you know, with the shelad, and you just change channels. You're just a couch potato. So you're not a very productive person. The Torah wants you to be productive. But it's interesting that he says, he throws in a reason here that he doesn't say in the previous parak. Okay. I'm not asking it as a kasha. It is a little strange to me. Al kaponim, that's not his point. I don't want to get caught up on this. V'miyasek b'kach toeles, or yosalek b'kach nezek. If this is how he earns his parnasa, if this is how he stays out of trouble, so he gives thanks to Hashem. It's working. Yodel Hashem yosroman v'yosadeh levado al kach. It's very good if a person sees that he yegia kapecha kisochel. That's what he's saying. It's a special bracha. You know, even after I'm cognizant of the fact that my parnos is coming from Hashem, and all I'm doing is being misasik besibos, creating the channels through which Hashem's bracha is flowing, but there's a special satisfaction and bracha that a person has if he works and he produces, and that's l'chayr where it comes from. More so than if he sits home and he wins the lottery, or if a rich uncle dies and gives him a Yerusha. But if he sees it's the if he feels that he did, and Hashem sent bracha b'maisa yodav, he says that's a special bracha. And yodel Hashem yisroman v'yisader levado al kach is a special thanks, so to speak, due to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that my hisaskus besibos brought about the bracha. So I always tell the story of my wife when we got engaged. So she wanted a teaching job in Muncie. I did the story. So she applied. So we decided a 50-mile radius. You know, you want a teaching job, you want a good job. She has to support a guy in Kailal, some bum in Kailal, so she needs a good job. So we decided that we're going to go a 50-mile radius. So we went, and so we drove everywhere. We drove. And she tried out in the all kinds of schools and places, West Orange. You know, you look at the months, you look at a map, it really includes a lot of New Jersey, a lot of schools there. Nothing, blank, drew a blank everywhere. So at the end, she got a job across the street from the house in a school that we didn't even bother trying out for, because we just assumed, everyone said that you have to teach in Yiddish, you have to know Yiddish, which she didn't. Turned out not to have been true. So she was hired there, and that's where she was for 20 years, and she became eventually a principal of the school, co-principal. Never principal alone, but co-principal. So I always felt that this was a wonderful opportunity where we did our Hishtadlus, but then we saw that it was the Eibishter. But the Maisa, we didn't have this bracha. The Chavis Halavah says it's a special bracha if you see that there is, it's a big in the Sayam. Because then it's so easy to say Kochi Botzim Yadi Asal Yisachayel Hazeh. So you don't have that Nisayon, but he says there's a special Todah Lakeil. I get he says Yegia Kapechik Yisol Yegia Kapechik Yisolchel Ashrecha V'Tovloch. If a person like feels that Hashem, again, if he doesn't fall into the trap of Kochi Botzim Yadi, so then what he's saying is, wow, Hashem sent a bracha b'maisa yodai. In other words, in our case, the bracha was really disconnected from the hishtadlus. So at the time, we felt blessed because we said, wow, we now see we did our hishtadlus, so Hashem sent the bracha. But there was a disconnect. Obviously, that had nothing to do with the hishtadlus that we made. And really, it is a higher madrega, although riskier, in terms of kochi botzim yadi, where you, but if you have the right attitude, then that's like the peak madrega, where you say Hashem sent a bracha b'maisa yodai, and my efforts were successful. So that's a great feeling. It gives a person satisfaction. Again, he can't cross the line into gaiva, where he feels he did it, but there's a certain satisfaction. So that's what he says here. But he's not Venomosa Bodvekus, but he's not married to his job. He's not married to his job. He's not a workaholic. He's not married to his job, because the job is not what's giving him the parnosa. And this is right, and people, this is what the trap people fall into, where they say, this is it, this is what, you know, and this is what I do, and I'm not gonna do anything else, and this is what's, and you're falling, and he says, ain't a moisa but vacus. The Boteach Bashem never feels married or that way, like, so when he if he gets fired or whatever, so catastrophe didn't strike. He's not gonna jump out a window. He's not gonna sit home and get depressed, which is what happens many times. So he says the Baal Bitochen would not do that, because he's get a different job. No problem. If Hashem wants me to have parnasa, he's better than a one ad in the New York Times. The low achreha lihitus, the top line of Kufnan Tesamar Aleph, he's not in love with his job. Meinoshola v'leo, he's not like serene. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? This is unbelievable. This is terrible. Till now everything was secure and good and nice. Hashem is the same. Nothing changed. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. Ela bitchono chazak al Hashem. The libel somochala b'li asibos. Okay, we have to stop here. My ladies are waiting.